Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 after 7. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Tonight till 8 o'clock, Bulldog Live coming up at 8 o'clock on your home of the dogs, WSB Radio. The gang is all here tonight. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria and that stoic... I'm going to stop calling you Mexican.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side.
All right.
The stoic Spaniard. Indian board op.
Yeah. Indian now?
I guess
well, I don't
I
know. Who's, what nationality would not get him deported is what I'm trying to, I'm trying to keep him safe here.
Well, it depends Canadian. On the kind of Indian.
Yeah.
Like that's a Native true. American Indian?
Whatever. Or? I don't know. I'm open for suggestions.
I think, well.
I think I'm safer if I'm Native
Eskimo.
American.
Eskimo. Yeah. Yeah. Eskimo.
Eskimo,
totally.
Eskimo. Yeah, Eskimo. Like an Eskimo.
All right. Stoic Eskimo board op and okay. The stoic Eskimo work ethic.
Eskimoian.
Eskimo. Yeah.
I don't know. What
we're good.
Is. Okay. Cool.
All right. So from now on, anyone asks, anyone listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone.
Anyone from ICE is like, "What's up with Longoria on the Mark Arum Show?" Oh, he's an Inuit.
An Inuit.
That's it. He's an Inuit. He's an Eskimo. Yeah,
like
no.
It.
He eats whale blubber for dinner.
Whale blubber.
Yes. Next on the Johnny Kielbasa Fast Food Review. Buford, the executive producer of the program, is part of the live studio audience. We only have an hour tonight, so we're going to get right into things with Movie Monday. Anyone have anything major this weekend before I move on?
No.
Nah.
Typical stuff?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Buford got his tips frosted.
He did.
I did.
You look good.
Thank you.
Very nice. You got some color.
When you're executive producer of the Mark Arum Show,
you got to look the part.
You got to look sharp.
You get your tip frosted?
Tips.
Tips.
His hair.
Tips.
Does his hair look
easy cowboy.
Tips. Hair tips.
It's like he went to a legit hairstylist.
Well, I wonder where the faux hawk came from.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It looks good.
I'm a unicorn.
He is.
Stab people with my horn.
We've got a unicorn, an Inuit, and a low T.
Yeah.
All right, so this weekend, I usually try to jam in as many movies as possible this weekend, just so I'm prepped for Movie Monday, and I failed... All of us. I only watched one movie this weekend, and it was the Ghostbusters remake.
That is hot garbage.
Why did you waste your time with that?
Well, because it's show prep.
I gave it a shot.
Well, I went in with the lowest of expectations.
Terrible.
Because everyone said it's hot garbage, and it wasn't good.
No.
But it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. Like, I liked a couple of things they did with it. They got a little creative with it. Whatever.
You like it better than The Sandlot, you're saying?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Mm. It's definitely better
than
The Sandlot.
Should disqualify you from ever having a Movie Monday again.
But,
why don't you like Sandlot?
Let's not get into it.
It's a whole show.
It's water,
spent
under,
three
the,
years on
water
that.
Under the bridge.
It's a great movie.
Water under the bridge, Buford.
Okay.
It was not a good movie, no. But there were parts that were amusing, and I like the way they attacked the original. Like, they didn't do a frame-by-frame redo of the original.
Right.
I like the fact that they tried to mix it up with an all-female cast. I thought the performances were fine. But it's a sequel. I mean, it's a remake. Remakes are never... They're never great. And this certainly wasn't great. It wasn't the worst movie I ever saw. Don't pay to see it. But I've seen a lot worse out there. But I liked the female cast. I liked the crazy blonde chick that played the mechanic person
from Saturday Night Live,
yeah.
Kate McKinnon.
She was good. I liked her. She was all right.
They were all fine. Like, all the elements were there. The script was terrible.
Yeah, there wasn't
all
a lot of meat on the bones.
There. You had the right, yeah. There's just the script was really bad.
You had the cameos from the original cast sprinkled out throughout. I thought the sister was really good. Ernie Hudson's niece.
Yes.
In that, I thought you. I mean, whatever. I'm not endorsing this film. I don't want this to come back and haunt me when I'm in a senatorial hearing, trying to become the next.
Did you or did you not?
NSA advisor. No, I did not. I'm not endorsing the remake of Ghostbusters. Let's be on the record here. I could just see that, Mr. Arum, in 2017 on the Mark Arum Show. It was a movie Monday, and you said Ghostbusters, the remake, was the greatest movie ever made. Care to comment on that? Erroneous. Erroneous. Anyway, I just started thinking about all female movie casts or movies that are primarily cast with females, because there's been some good ones. I want to hear your favorite predominantly female movie cast. Do you have any pop up to mind? I know I throw this at you at the last minute. You have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
What's the one where the one was getting married? Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids. That's what I said.
I like Bridesmaids.
That was very good.
That was funny.
You feel the steam coming from my undercarriage?
Yeah, that was
one
pretty
of the greatest
funny.
Lines in movie history.
And I think it plays a lot more, I mean, if they're women and they're saying like things like that, because you usually hear that from like, you know, an all men
right.
cast, you know, as opposed to an all woman cast.
Yeah. I like League of Their Own. I'm a big fan of that movie, the baseball movie. Chuck, any female cast movies?
Those were the only two that popped out of my head. I haven't seen a lot. I'm trying to rack my brain.
Okay.
Those are the only two that I can.
I'm sure we'll get some great calls in here. Buford, do you add anything that comes to mind?
Mean Girls was the only other one.
Mean Girls was a really... You guys seen that?
I've never seen Mean Girls.
Oh, it's really funny.
It's an amazing movie. That, you can call me in front of the Senate hearing, and I will swear that Mean Girls was an amazing movie. Very well done. At the height of Lindsay Lohan's hotness, by the way, she was phenomenal in Mean Girls in more ways than one. The second movie Monday topic, and I'm not sure how to, there's no way to quantify a correct answer here. So this is kind of a stream of consciousness kind of discussion. I was also thinking over this weekend, who have been the best actors or actresses that have become stars in both the television genre and the movie genre, in the television business and the movie business? Are there actors that you could legitimately say, if you take away their movie career, they were a TV star? Or if you take away their TV career, they were a movie star? Who was a star on both television and movies? And there's no way to quantify this. There's no right or wrong answers. But I think it's a small number of actors that have been able to become stars on both television and in movies.
Well, I was just going to say, I know lots of movie stars that started in television, but they weren't necessarily stars in television.
Correct. Like correct. Here's why I thought of it. So last night I was watching the premiere of Billions on Showtime.
Yeah.
I know that you guys are into that here.
No.
But Paul Giamatti is one of the lead characters. And he is becoming, I think, with this, with Billions, a TV star. And he did the John Adams stuff on HBO. And so I think he is a star. He is checking both boxes now, both a TV and a movie star.
There's a lot more that are stars as movie stars that are moving to television, because I think there's better material in television.
Correct.
Than ever started in TV and then moved to movies.
Yeah.
But that's just my initial.
So again, this is just a free-form conversation. There's no right or wrong answers. Any actors that you can legitimately say they were a star in television and a star in movies. That's it. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll kick things off with Josh in Cumming. Josh, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, is this Josh?
Yeah, what's up, Josh?
Hey, man, you stole my thunder with A League of Their Own. But I don't know, it's Austin Powers. Would you guys consider that an all...
All female?
All female. That's kind of borderline.
There's a lot of dudes in that movie. It was a nice mixed cast, but I wouldn't look at Austin Powers and say that's a predominantly female cast. Let's go. I'm not going to throw a number out there and say 75% of the cast is female, but, you know, we're a majority of the stars are female. Would you say Austin Powers?
No.
I mean, the main character is a dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Two main characters are the same dude. Dr. Evil and Austin Powers. So I would say no to that. Joe's in Athens. Joe, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Joseph?
Good. All right, so here's one I thought about because you brought up Ghostbusters, but The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
I didn't see it. Did you guys see that? What was the plot on that one?
The plot was Sandra Bullock is an up-and-coming federal agent, and she gets in trouble about doing something, and she gets put on a beat in Chicago, or it's Boston. with Melissa McCarthy, who is like this really out of control cop.
Really good movie.
You liked it, Chuck?
Yeah. Hilarious.
Really? Okay.
Yes, really funny.
She is funny. I don't know if you guys heard Friday's show. We had Billy Gardell on, who was who starred with Melissa McCarthy in Mike and Molly. And I said to him on the interview, I was like, "Man, your former coworker, just your former co-star, just can't catch a break. Her career is languishing. Like she's blowing up. She lost a lot of weight in the Ghostbusters. She was thinner than normal. And as Sean Spicer." She's lost some weight. Tony is in Marietta. Tone, what's cooking, buddy?
Hey, Mark and crew. Always good to speak with you guys.
Likewise, right. Buddy.
I've got two movies for you. Steel Magnolias.
Ooh, good one.
And Thelma and Louise.
I haven't seen that. Now, Steel Magnolias was Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a tearjerker. Holy smokes.
Thelma and Louise was absolutely fantastic, especially on the big screen. And then as far as actors go... I'm going with George Clooney. I believe he was on ER, and I believe Denzel Washington started with St. Elsewhere, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you're exactly right. Now, I didn't watch either of those shows to say that Denzel was a star. I don't know. Was he a star on TV during that show?
He developed into a star by the time he bailed on
it. I'll take your word for it. And what about Clooney? Was he?
He was the face of. He developed actually into the face of the ER, and that's how these guys really made that leap from TV into the movies.
If Clooney is the face of ER, you are the voice of Marietta. You are Tony in Marietta.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great evening.
You too, buddy. Fresh off the Piccadilly text line from my mom. She says Alan Alda and Bruce Willis. Would we call him?
Bruce
Alan
Willis
Alda?
On
Moonlighting. Yeah. I agree with Willis. Alan Alda, TV star? We'll debate that during the break. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. On this movie Monday, Longoria is playing music from a single movie soundtrack. At the end of the show, if you guess the soundtrack, you win a fantastic WSB prize pack. We'll come back with more of your calls. 404-872-0750. More on Movie Monday on the Mark Arab Show. My head is in a bad place, but hell's a good time. I've been running, trying to keep hung up in my mind.
Mark Arab on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, Movie Monday, 404-872-0750. Best female-centered movies with a predominantly female cast. And any actors that have, you can legitimately say they were TV stars and movie stars. That's a tough nut to crack for both of them. Honey joins us on the program. Honey, you so sweet. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Okay, so I have a movie, but I wanted to wish, hope that Longoria is doing better with his Deagle vaginas.
A symptom that often happens to the Inuit people. Mm-hmm, it's very the Eskimo DNA.
Eating too
has.
Much blubber.
Yes, I could see that. The little igloo thing would do that to me too.
Exactly.
But anyway, a movie that comes to mind to me is Kill Bill, and it's not a movie for everybody, but the females. Yeah, great.
You and I are simpatico on this, honey. I love Kill Bill. What is your favorite? Yes. Do you prefer Kill Bill 1 or Kill Bill 2?
You know what? I love them all, honestly. I mean, I really do.
All right. I like Kill Bill 2 better because I like the training with Pai Mei and the end scene with Bill and the daughter. Yeah, I'm a big fan of both those movies. Any actors that can be considered TV and movie stars?
I mean, you got me there. Just Kill Bill came to mind. I love it. I love it with the Black Mamba scene. Everybody needs to see the Black Mamba
scene.
Yes,
exactly. Gargantuan.
Great scene.
I love that word. I so frequently get to use it. Gargantuan. Buford is gargantuan. Joe's in I don't know. I'm trying to work it in. Joe's in Locust Grove. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for taking my call. I can name the most all-time successful television and movie star, and he'd knock everybody's favorite or those we've mentioned so far off the table. That title has to belong to no other than the late great James Garner.
I know the TV career for sure. What movies stand out for you in Garner's repertoire?
Well, he's on Maverick, and he was on He started in Maverick, and then he did several movies, starting with The Great Escape, and several westerns.
Support your local sheriff. Support your local gunfighter.
Big movies. I can't name off the hand, but
all right, I'll give it to you. See, when I, as soon as I hear James Garner, I think Rockford Files.
He did Nichols one season. It lasted one season, and then the Rockford Files, and then he came back and did. Went back in the movies and got an Academy Award nomination for Murphy's Romance.
And Tank, the classic movie Tank, which was filmed in Georgia. Yeah, I'll give it to you. When I hear Jimmy Garner, though, I automatically think TV, but looking what he's done on movies, yeah, he's a legitimate star in both. That's a good one. Here's one on Twitter. Will Smith, Fresh Prince, and then the hugest movie career of all time. Good one there. All right, your favorite female casted movies. And a TV or an actor that has become a star in both television and movies, the duo. 404-872-0750. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. On Instagram, Mark Arum. I just posted a Instagram story of Bosco's in studio tonight. Check that out on Instagram, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Patrick Warburton, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show, who, by the way, stole my Jesus fish.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 737. 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Only till 8 tonight. Bulldog Live coming up at 8 on your home of the dogs. Everyone's here. Low T Chuck. Longoria, the Eskimo with the stoic work ethic on the other side of the takeout window. Live studio audience includes Buford, the executive producer, and Lauren. Lauren. Jeez Louise. Freudian slip. Freudian slip. Well, because Lauren Johnson's on the web desk, and you are also on the web desk. It is Nicole Bennett from the web desk. Since we're talking about female-centric movies, wanted to bring a female voice in here. Your favorite female-casted movies is one of the Movie Monday topics tonight. And name an actor that you can legitimately say is a star in both TV and in movies. Nicole, as a female with a uteri, what is a couple of your favorite female casted movies?
I said Bridesmaids earlier.
Yes.
That's probably my favorite.
In the pre-show meeting, you could say Bridesmaids, yes.
Mean Girls.
Also
I love
amazing.
Mean Girls. Baby Mama with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, I love.
That's a good one.
Really?
I forgot
seen
about that,
that
one. That is a good one.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Really funny. All right. Yeah. Anything with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, though, is going to be funny.
I heard their last one wasn't that good.
I thought it was.
What was where they had, like, a house party or something?
It was Sisters, yeah. And it was underrated. I went into it with no expectations, so I actually really liked it. But I heard mixed reviews. So.
Hot Neighbor hated it.
Really? That doesn't
seem
like
her sister almost got up and walked out.
A Hot Neighbor type of movie, yeah.
Yeah, she
all
didn't
right.
like it at all.
Back to the phones we go. David's in Winder. David, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What up, Dave?
Hey, okay, all right. Female movie, Steel Magnolias.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
That was a classic. All right, I got four actors for you now.
Fire away.
Steve Martin, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, and Aykroyd. They were all Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I'm... Those are good names. Like, a lot of people are saying the Saturday Night Live folk... And I think there's a handful of them that you can consider TV stars that eventually became movie stars.
Eddie Murphy.
The tall...
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. He's a legitimate TV star, and he became a legitimate movie star. Some of them I'm not so sure about.
I don't think just because you're... Me, personally, if you're on Saturday Night Live, no matter how great you're...
Exactly.
I don't consider you a TV star.
Exactly. Now, Steve Martin...
I don't.
It was never a cast member of Saturday Night Live.
He was just there all the time.
Yeah, so I don't consider him a TV star. Movie star, yes. TV star, no. It's a slippery slope when he comes to Saturday Night Live folk. Dave's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, man.
What's going on, buddy?
We're just riding down the road going to Mobile.
Nice. Safe trip, my friend.
Hey, listen, let's go back a little bit, but how about fried green tomatoes?
Also a very good female-centered cast, Fried Green Tomatoes.
And as far as a child star goes, how about Alyssa Milano?
She was a child star, yes. And next week on the Mark Arum Show, we're going to discuss child stars. But right now we're talking about stars of a TV, had a TV career, and you can consider them stars, and then a movie career.
Well, I guess she would be, wouldn't she? Name
one movie Alyssa Milano has been in.
What's that one where...
Name anything you can know she did since Who's the Boss.
She's not a movie star.
Yeah, but there was that one...
she's barely a TV star.
Anything? Nicole? Anything that Melissa Milano? You're too young to even know who Melissa Milano is. I had a crush on her on Who's the Boss when I was 12. Oof. Yeah, very, very big fan. Noah's in Conyers. Noah, preach, buddy.
Preach.
Welks, what's going on?
Well, you as a Division I former athlete, I'm amazed you forgot League of Their Own.
No, that's my favorite female movie. Absolutely. That's my favorite female movie of all time.
And he stole my Eddie Murphy, but what about J-Lo? She's a triple threat.
J-Lo?
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez.
What? TV star? She was a backup dancer on that show.
Well, no, she's got a TV show now where she's a cop and she's trying to be honest and she's in a bad precinct.
Jennifer Lopez has a TV show?
I think that lasted like three episodes.
No, it's still on. It's on. It's coming back this season.
Speaking of Instagram.
Wow.
What's his name?
Ray Liotta.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. It's a cop movie.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But Ray Liotta's not.
All right. I had no idea. She's a great follow on Instagram, by the way.
Jennifer Lopez?
Follow her and then follow me. M-A-R-K-O-L-U-S. Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. Marco's in Norcross, not in Lilburn. Marco, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
Jesus Fish, really? Want to talk about that?
That was that's Putty from Seinfeld. I don't know if you watch Seinfeld.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I watch Seinfeld. All right. I got I have one actor that was actually an all female cast. I'm gonna go black on this. I'm gonna go with Set It Off.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
And
What other Queen Latifah, definitely a movie star and definitely a music star. What other TV shows was she on?
She had Living Single.
She's legit. All right, I'll give you that. Absolutely, Queen Latifah, the triple threat.
Yeah.
UNITY.
Exactly.
UNITY.
Triple threat.
Yeah, no one wants to hear me sing. Well, that was one someone said on Twitter. Will Smith. That's a good one. Fresh Prince. That's really the only TV show he did, though, right? And he was like, I'm done with TV.
Does that make a TV star, though?
He was a TV star.
Yeah,
he was
I mean, I know that show was
big. It was huge. Yeah, you could be a star on one show, like Alan Alda on MASH. He's a star, one show, boom. You know what's it's interesting? So I was thinking about Bill Cosby for this. Not a great movie career.
No.
He was prolific. He made a lot of movies. But nothing that stood out. There was no like, oh, Bill Cosby was amazing in Ghost. You know, there's no standout performance for Bill Cosby's movie career. So TV star, yes. Movie star, I think no for Bill Cosby. Liz is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Liz.
Yes.
Hey.
Am I on the line?
You are on the line.
Well, finally, I've never called the show before.
Welcome aboard.
So my favorite female, mostly female, was 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton.
What a classic movie. Such
I
a good movie.
I love that one. And I think if you had more women callers, you'd probably get more of that. So.
Yeah. Do you know who was, and it was a great, you guys are too young to remember 9 to 5 in here. That was with Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda.
I remember that one too.
No, I'm not talking about you, Liz.
Oh, okay.
Who was the third girl? Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dabney Coleman as the bad boss was so good in that movie. That was a great movie.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Yes. You're awesome, Liz.
Well, I don't do a lot of movies, but did Shirley Temple go from TV to movies?
She went from movies to TV. Was Shirley Temple a TV star and a movie star? I definitely know movies. Yeah. Buford's gonna check that out. Denise Langshaw from the WSB Traffic Center said Shades of Blue is our cultural correspondent, Denise Langshaw, says Shades of Blue is the J-Lo cop series, and she says, quote, really good. Rob's in Swanee. Rob, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey. Hey, how you doing, guys?
What up, Robbie?
Hey, I'm not even sure if TV was invented when Shirley Temple was around. But
Maybe not.
But so for the two-way actors, to me, John Goodman has got to be one of the best. I mean, he you know, with Roseanne, which was one of the biggest shows at the time for a 10-year stretch.
And he at one point held the record for the, not that this counts, but held the record for the most times hosting Saturday Night Live. I think Alec Baldwin recently passed him. But I'll give you that, John Goodman.
Yep, and then on the movies, he's all over, from The Big Lebowski to Flight to, I think he does, like, kids' movies.
National treasure, that dude. A national treasure. And he lives in New Orleans, like, just in, like, a regular apartment. People see him all the time. Good fan. Would you rather, Nicole?
Oh, God.
In their prime.
What's their prime?
John, I don't know. The prime is in the beauty of the holder.
When they made the most money.
Okay.
John Goodman, John Candy.
Goodman.
Yeah?
Yes, hands down.
Chris Farley, John Goodman.
I'd still say John Goodman.
All right, fair enough. Wow.
Farley might be more fun.
Farley would show you a better time. Sean is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
What's up, buddy?
All right, one of the dudes took mine, which was Set It Off with Queen Latifah, but he left out Jada Pinkett, and she was in A Different World. And the other one...
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Jada Pinkett was in A Different World?
Yeah.
Why don't I remember her in that?
Yeah, she played as Whitney Gilbert's, kind of like her antithesis.
Now, I mean...
She was stealing the show from
I guess I was just so enamored with Lisa Bonet and Jasmine Guy. I don't remember... I got to look that up.
She came after Lisa Bonet.
Okay. I might have given up on the show after that point. Marissa Tomei was in 22 episodes of that. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she came after that. Then you have Martin Lawrence with Martin. Then you have him in the Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Martin Lawrence, definitely TV and movie star. I'll give you that. Absolutely.
And one more is you got Bill Cosby. He had a nice TV series, but then he had a movie called Uptown Saturday Night, which he was a star in the 70s on.
Yeah. I mean, he did a lot of movies, but he didn't do any, as far as I'm concerned, not any. He didn't have a great movie career. He was a legit star, comedy TV. I don't think he ever became a movie star. That could be up for debate. Tom is up next on the program. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Well, I can't believe I'm admitting this. There's this movie with Sandra Bullock, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Raise your hand in this studio if you've seen Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
It was actually good, I admit. And of course, Steel Magnolias. I actually went to college in that little town in Natchitoches, Louisiana, back in that time.
Yeah. And, is that the one with Julia Roberts?
Yeah, Julia Roberts. And you had Shirley MacLaine, of course, as Sally Fields in Steel Magnolias.
That's right, Shirley MacLaine.
You guys mentioned that before, but yes. It's worth mentioning again. And then, of course, I can't believe anybody didn't say Robin Williams.
Mork and Mindy.
Yep, and his filmography is impressive. Yeah.
You're right. You know, he was a movie. He was a TV star. I was trying to think the penetration that Mork and Mindy had.
Well, at the time,
it was huge.
It was. Everybody was glued to.
He was so talented. I don't know if you know this, that he made like a guest appearance on Happy Days. And they're like, we got to give this banana his own show. And that's how Mork and Mindy. All right, definitely Robin Williams. Rest in peace. I just did the sign of the cross there. Did I do it backwards?
Yeah, you did.
What do you know? You're Inuit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, you got to work on your deep cover, Longoria. All right, this is the one of your last chance to guess the movie soundtrack. If you know the soundtrack that Longoria has been playing all night long, call now. 404. Don't call 404 three times. Call 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. One segment to go. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Final segment of the show, real quick, 10 seconds or less, unless you've got a movie guest on the soundtrack. One of my favorite listeners and callers of all time, John in Hampton. Well, he was until he stopped paying attention. Taylor's in Bethlehem, also a favorite. What up, T?
Hey,
Not much. How are you?
Good. You got a movie guess?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I just started listening. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But as far as all-female cast, I love, 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 love Pitch Perfect.
That's a good flick. I haven't seen the second one yet. They were just in town. They were in town for the Super Bowl, that whole cast. Mickey, you so fine, you so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, what's going on?
Oh, that's funny. She just stole the Pitch Perfect from me. But how about this one? Benedict Cumberbatch.
What was his TV career?
That's Sherlock on BBC America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that really blew him up.
We need Bennett in here. Chicks think he's attractive.
I know.
What are they thinking?
He's kind of weird looking.
He's very weird looking.
Don't know.
Mike's in Powder Springs. Mike, real quick, what you got, buddy?
Hey, chick movies, bridesmaids, as far as the Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, I'll give you Jackie Gleason. Charles on Facebook has a good one. Michael J. Fox, legit TV and movie star. Good one there, Charles. Mall's in Florida. Mall Williams?
Mall Williams.
What's going on, Mall Williams?
What? Am I on?
You're on the air, buddy.
Okay. I'm one of your older listeners. I have a trifecta for you. Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
TV, movies, and Broadway stage.
Okay. Keep going.
She's a star in all three. And Steve McQueen. As TVN.
Okay. Who's the third one?
That's right. And the all-female movie
with Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
And Terms of Endearment and Thelma and Louise.
All right. Yeah. Maul Williams and gang calling from Florida. Thanks, Maul. Dilbert, Filbert, or Gilbert in Mississippi. Welcome to the program.
I don't have it. You took my movie, but Tom Selleck.
Movie and TV. I'll give you Tom Selleck. And now, reverse mortgages. TV. Hey, what's your name? Sir? All right, let me get out of here. Star of the show. Dagnabbit.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Nicole Bennett, Star of the Show. Penny, what do you... No, I don't have time. Penny, do you want to go to the Phantom of the Opera?
Sure.
All right, hang on the line. Penny has won tickets to opening night at the Phantom of the Opera this Wednesday at the Fox Theater and a $50 gift card for a pre-show dinner at Baronda Restaurante and Bar. What was the soundtrack, Longoria?
Fun with Dick and Jane.
You can't say that on the air.
Yes, I can.
Penny's the winner on...
Who won Star of the Show?
Did.
Penny. Oh, no. Star of the Show was Nicole Bennett. Okay. Undercover Meanie. All right. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum. WWE, Instagram, Mark Arum. Now go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.